Hi, I'm Blade Features reporter Ryan Smith, and I recently had a chance to talk with Parody King, Weird Al Yankovic, who will be in Toledo for a concert July 6th. Here are a few edited snippets from our conversation. Are there some things that you can mention, you know, specifically that may have earned you the nickname Weird Al? I mean, what were you doing? What were you into back then?
Well, I got that nickname, I think, my freshman year in college. And I'm not sure exactly why they were calling me that, but I'm sure I was very weird. I mean, I was awkward. I was 16 years old when I went to college because I was in fact white and nerdy and graduated valedictorian, straight A's, you know, disgusting. So I'm sure I was just awkward.
In the very early stages of your career, you know, when you were submitting things to Dr. Demento and that whole thing, what was that like for you?
It was pretty simple. I mean, some friends urged me to send in a tape of my songs to the Dr. Demento show. And, you know, I figured I'd wager a 39-cent compact cassette and give it a shot. And so I recorded a couple songs on a cheap little tape in my bedroom, mailed it in, and not too long after that, I was listening to the Dr. Demento show one night, and I heard my song start playing. And I thought, that's weird. Did somebody turn on my tape recorder? Like, what's going on here? And then I realized, like, no, that's coming off the radio. And it kind of blew my mind.
Now, how have people reacted to you doing parodies of them over the years? I mean, has that changed from when you were first starting out to now?
Oh, yeah. I mean, in the beginning, nobody knew who or what Weird Al Yankovic was, and it was a little bit difficult even getting phone calls returned. I have to give credit to Michael Jackson for really kind of jump-starting my career in a bit, because as soon as he gave his blessing, all of a sudden, people were going, oh, well, if Michael Jackson says it's okay, maybe this guy is credible.
What do you think you would be doing now if you hadn't made it in the music industry?
I really shudder to think, because I've got my degree in architecture, but I figured out my junior year that I really wasn't cut out for it. It wasn't my passion. It was kind of a scary time in my life. I was graduating with a degree that I was pretty sure I was never going to use. And the first couple years after that, you know, I was applying for any kind of work. I mean, here I was a straight A, you know, whiz kid, and at a college I'm applying for like janitorial work and work work at the phone company and any place that would pay for my cheap rent and macaroni and cheese, you know, because I, you know, had to live. Meanwhile, I was trying to solicit a record deal, and I got a few bites and nibbles, but you know, it was 2 or 3 years before that actually happened.
Thanks for listening to this interview on ToledoBlade.com.